We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles third-round draft pick defensive tackle Benny Logan. It's your first standing ovation in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know.
So take me through this whole itinerary. You get picked at what time last night? You get the phone call.
I think it was around 6.
Okay.
Around six or seven yesterday afternoon. Coach Chip called me. He's like, "Do you know who has the next pick?" And I was like, "Oakland Raiders." He's no guess again. I was like, "He was like, are you watching the draft?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm watching the draft." He's like, "You know what's there?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Well, I want to introduce you and welcome you to the Eagles." And I was like, "Wow, just a sign of relief, you know, just all the stress and all, you know, the things that have been going on, you know, the long process was finally over. You know, I was finally an Eagle, you know, I was ready to get started."
So you mentioned stress. What is stressful about it? I mean, it's a long process to get to this day, isn't it?
Yes,
it's
indeed.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It was more stress, you know, just the time for the draft is finally here, you know, just sitting. You know your name going to be called, but you don't know when. So just the stress of just sitting there waiting by the phone, you know, when it's going to ring, you know, who's going to call. You know, I was really just ready to get it over and just to see where I was going to get started. You know, there was more the scripts that applied on me.
Did you have any, I know you did. I know the Cowboys were really hot on your trail. I mean, did you have a lot of visits? Did you take time where you were traveling and, you know, you stressing about getting a workout in, make sure you're eating right, all that? Was that kind of part of it?
Yes, the only visit I had was with the Cowboys. I had private workouts and all, but other than that, I was getting my workouts in daily at LSU, you know, working out
good
with the team, you know, working out with other guys that are preparing for the draft. So I stayed, make sure I stayed, you know, having workouts and make sure I was staying active during that process.
But it is, I'm sure at the end of the day, it's also a lot of fun. It's also very flattering. It is, you learn to take care of your business, right? You
Definitely.
Learn a lot about yourself during that period of
Definitely.
Time, don't you?
Yes, sir.
How would you then take me through? You make the Chip calls you, you say, "Oh, Philadelphia Eagle." Did you have a big party at the house?
Yeah, I had a lot of my family and friends in at the house. You know, they was excited. But thing is, most of my family, you know, Dallas Cowboys fan.
No more.
And so when I got the call, they was like, "Oh, so I got to throw away my Cowboy stuff away because my cousin got fat heads and all in his house, a Dallas Cowboy."
Yeah.
So he's like, "No, I got to get rid of that, you know. When you play the Cowboys, you know, I'm going to be rooting for you, but I'm on the slick, you know, I'm going to be going for the Cowboys."
So did you grow up a Cowboys fan? Be honest.
No.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Good answer. So you've spent the whole day here at the NovaCare Complex. You've been with the coaches. Beautiful place. Give me some thoughts.
So far, so good. You know, I enjoyed the coaching staff. Met all the coaching staff, the weight room, the locker room. You know, I toured the whole facility. You know, I'm just ready to get here and get started, you know. I'm liking the ideas that the coach, you know, the feedback I'm getting from the coach, you know, what they're bringing to the program, you know, what they visualizing me doing with the organization, how they see me helping them. So I'm just ready to get started and go from there.
And what do they visualize you doing in this defense? I mean, I know you're a versatile player. You can play four-man front, three-man front, do what it takes. Is that kind of what they want you to do, be that kind of move around the line of scrimmage
guy?
Yeah,
he said I could play either position on the D-line. You know, he said I'm going to have to learn every position, the D-line, the three-tech, the nose, wherever he want me to play. He said make sure I learn each position, make sure I learn from the veterans.
Benny, what is it like to play in a big-time college football environment? You know, week after week in the SEC, it's great games, great competition, 100,000 people watching the games. It must be exhilarating on
yes.
game day.
I mean, you can't compare it or even make an example playing in Death Valley on Saturday nights. You know, something a lot of people dream of, but just to actually, you know, be there with 900,000 fans, you know, room
right.
for you and ready to see you play, you know, it's something that's spectacular. You know, if you've never been there.
I've never been. Never been to a big-time college football game. I mean, I went to Temple, so that's relatively
nah,
big
nah.
time.
Temple is
hey, nice.
High school.
Be nice.
High school.
How dare you? Be nice. How dare you? Yeah, all the SEC people are up there throwing their arms around. Listen, you know, you're in Philadelphia now. The transition from college to the NFL, how do you anticipate the challenges of making that big move?
Challenge, I don't really feel like, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. Make sure you take care of your business. Like players that are already in the league, the coach, you know, if you take care of your business, make sure you're on time for your scheduled appointments and all, it's talking about be all right, you know, be successful in the league. You know, it's just when you get off track, you know, so I don't want to wander off, you know, not follow direction and the schedule when you have problems. So I just been told to make sure I handle my business, stay on track, and everything will be okay.
Benny Logan, wore number, now make sure that I get this correct, wore number 18 in his senior season.
Yes, sir.
At LSU. Now, the number 18 is significant. It is given to a player who the coaching staff believes exemplifies the true leadership,
yes, sir,
on the team. Bet, most amazing honor you've ever gotten in your life?
Definitely.
And tell me about it. Like, how did it happen?
It was going into the spring of 2011. The head trainer, Jack Marucci, you know, pulled me aside and said, I've been nominated to wear number 18 by Brandon Taylor, who's the charge of safety. Now he wanted to pass it on to me because he felt like I was, show like what it really means to be a good leader. You know, fought through a lot of adversity at LSU, you know, and Coach Miles recommended that I wear it, you know. So once that, you know, I was called in the office and, like, asked the weather, you know, I was, like, very shocked, you know, because the D lineman never wore number 18 at LSU. And so for me to be recognized with those group of guys, you know, to be in that club, you know, was something, you know, spectacular for me. And Brandon Taylor told me, you know, you don't have to be anything special. Just continue leading the team the way you've been doing. Just continue, like, doing, you know, the hard work and dedication, you know, because it's not going to recognize a lot of people, you know, taking attention to the things that you're doing, you know, on the field and off the field also. And so he wanted to pass that down to me.
What makes a good leader, in your opinion? Why are you a good leader?
Good leader, you know, it don't have to be a person, you know, that, you know, want to always be up front, you know, the loud talking and whatnot. It's basically how you carry yourself on and off the field, you know, to be the first guy, you know, working hard, you know, take care of the business in the classroom, not causing any problems or anything. That's more of a leader to me. You don't have to be the person that stands out, you know, among the crowd, always talking, you know, when things are going wrong. It just make sure you're taking care of your business, you know. If you take care of your business, you know, they will draw attention from other guys, you know. Oh, he's taking care of his business. He's doing the right thing. You know, I want to follow that guy instead of a guy that's, you know, falling off the road.
Was it critical in your maturity, your development as a man to wear that number 18 all season?
Definitely.
Yeah. And what do you do with the number 18? You get a little. You have to pass it down next to the next.
Yeah. Well, you get a bat. Jack Marucci has make baseball bats, so he gets makes you a baseball bat with your name and the legend of 18 on there. So next year I have to pass the number down to a player who I think will represent, you know, what it takes to wear number 18 as a good leader. Also.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, we welcome you to Philadelphia. What can Eagles fans expect when they see you on the field?
What they would expect, a hard nosed worker, whatever position I'm playing, you know, I'm going to get it done. You know, learn from the veteran, you know, just come here, compete, you know, just get playing time, whatever it takes.
Well, hey, man, go relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Get the NFL career started here in the right way. We welcome you to Philadelphia.
Thank
Benny
you.
Logan, thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.